The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open this scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Hope you're having a great summer. Here we are in the middle of summer. I know it's hot just about everywhere. Here in the Everglades, it rains just about every day. And speaking of summer, I want to ask you to pray about something for us before we begin today. Beginning this Sunday, in fact, it's going to be maybe the day of this broadcast or somewhere near, but let's just say July 21st, okay? We're going to be having a revival meeting. We're calling it our Family Bible Conference. We're doing something very different this year. We're going to be having our Vacation Bible School at the same time. So we're going to be having a meeting for adults. We have a Native American teacher, preacher coming. And then at the same time, we're going to be having our children in a different location. We've never done this before. And what I want to ask you today is to pray for us. Pray that we can reach many children in our community for the Lord. Pray that many would come. Pray for our preacher and just pray for the meeting. And I would appreciate that so, so very much. We're going to begin a new series today. I'm not sure how long it will take us. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 24. A question that's on the mind of so many people this summer and this year. And that question is Jesus coming soon? What do you think? Is Jesus coming soon? Many have different opinions about that, and we're going to be taking a look at it from Scripture today. So if you have a Bible, I'd encourage you to go and open it with us to Matthew 24 as we consider His Word today. I want to remind you about our prayer journals. These are little prayer journals that we send out absolutely free. And I want to encourage you to get yours. All you've got to do is write to us in some way. I'm going to give you several ways to do that. And when you contact us, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. They're absolutely free. This is a small notebook. You can fit into a shirt pocket, a purse, or a Bible case, anything like that. It's easy to carry around. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night and write down prayer requests as I hear them. And when somebody says, "Pray for me," I can pull out my prayer journal and note their name down, and they know that I'm going to be praying for them. And then I can go back and see where God has answered prayers in the past. So it's a great little journal. And so to get yours, you just simply need to contact us. You can do it through the website, considerhisword.org. There's a link there that says contact us. And if you just give us an address, tell us where you're hearing the broadcast today, and we'll get one out to you just as quick as we can. So you can do it through the website. You can also do it by simply emailing me at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. And then thirdly, and to me, kind of strangely, many people just simply write to us, and you can do that as well. And if you want to send an offering, that's fine. We're not particularly asking for that today, but if God lays that on your heart, well, we'll give Him glory for it and be thankful for it. But you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, our address has changed a little bit. For whatever reason, they changed our numbers around. So let me give it to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, I say Clewiston, Florida. That's where our mail comes from. We are about 30 miles from Clewiston, so Our ministry's not there. We're a long way from there. But we'd love to hear from you, so write to us. Let's get to the scripture, Matthew 24. Jesus is now with his disciples. These are, by the way, some of the last hours that he would spend with them. So I want to pick up actually reading in verse 3 and read down through about verse 14. So we're going to read about 10 verses or so. Verse 3, Matthew 24, and as he sat up on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. And all these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." There it is. Then shall the end come. With all of the events that we see going on around us, we see Israel being invaded, wars that we've been hearing about, and many people comment that it's a sign of Christ's coming. His coming is soon. You can read it in the headlines. And I see in social media and I hear it spoken about that all of these things are signs that Jesus is coming. I know for many years, for most of my life, I've heard preachers preach about signs of the second coming and about the position of governments and of countries and of nations and how all of these things point to a sign when Jesus is coming. So all of these wars that are going on right now, the invasion, remember, of Israel and the conflict that's going on there, the invasion of Ukraine and many other wars and hints of wars that we hear about. I'll tell you, you read some of this passage of scripture, and it sounds just exactly like what's going on today. I especially read in verse 10 and 11 where it says, "Many shall be offended." It seems like every little thing is some kind of an offense to somebody. It says, "And they'll betray one another and shall hate one another." I've never seen the hate in our world like I see it right now. It's really amazing. And it's so sad, the hatred that's out there, the hatred for political rivals, the hatred for each other. I mean, it's just, it's really amazing to see and sad to see. Now, are these signs of the Lord's coming? You know, I don't know. It could be, but we just don't know for sure. I want you to look what Jesus said down in verse 36. As, you know, he's encouraging us about these things. In verse 16, 36 says, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angel of heaven, but my Father only." He said, we don't know. Of that day and hour, we don't know. And I think it's very faulty theology to try to predict exactly what day or when Jesus is coming again. I believe he is coming again. We're going to talk about that a little bit more here in a few minutes. But be careful about sign pointers. They could be signs, but we just don't know for sure. And Jesus said, no man knows the hour. You know, back in the 70s, as I was beginning to kind of get on my feet as a young preacher, we had across our city and in different places prophecy conferences. They were great. I loved going to them. And they would talk about all of these things. And I remember one year, it was around Christmas time, we had one of these prophecy conferences. And man, I'll tell you what, that preacher, he was convinced that Jesus would be here by February. And so were we. And of course, he didn't come. But he could any day. No man knows what hour or what day he may come. So I'm not making any declarations here, as some have done. I'm not making any predictions, as many has done. Mostly, I just want you to see what Jesus said. Now, a little background. We know from reading the scripture that the very next event to happen in Bible prophecy is the rapture. Now, the word rapture is not in the Bible. What we're talking about is the catching away of the saints. Paul told us about it in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I want to read that. 1 Thessalonians 4, beginning at verse 13, Paul said, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that ye which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or go before them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up," there's the word rapture, "will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." To the believer, these are comforting words. To the unbelievers, they ought to be terrifying to you, because the next event to happen in Bible history and in Bible prophecy is what we call the rapture, the catching away of the saints. And then comes the seven-year tribulation. I think Jesus kind of refers to that here a little bit. After the seven-year tribulation, the first 3.5 years will not be too terrible. They're not going to be great. The second half is called the Great Tribulation, and they will be very bad, especially for believers. After the seven-year tribulation comes the millennial reign of Christ, the second coming. Jesus comes back to earth, sets up a 1,000-year reign on the earth. And then the last thing that we read about, actually it's the next to the last thing, is what we call the Great White Throne Judgment. I want to read about that too. Also, it's in Revelation chapter 20. Maybe you've seen it before. But it also should strike terror in your heart when you hear these words. Revelation 20. It's taking me a minute to get over there. Here it is. He says, "And death and hell were cast in the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the Lamb's book of life was cast in the lake of fire." Then comes, after that, the New Jerusalem that the Bible speaks of about coming down. So these are all just background. It's going to take us a while then to go back and look at this verse again. And so we're going to have to take a look at it again next week. But listen, we ought to be watching for Jesus to come. Don't be so worried about signs. Listen for the sound of the trumpet. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider His word. Consider His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word. The preceding program was listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.